talking about how to have a great relationship with your grandchildren. We're joined this morning by aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Colleen.
Okay, so how can grandparents have a nice relationship with their grandkids? Let's start first with this group, grandparents who physically live near their grandchildren.
Yes, and good for them that they can do that. So, you know, all the experts basically say outdoor visiting is still the best thing to do. So, social distancing, out on the driveway, doing those types of things. But they also say, because, you know, you're not going to see them as much, even though you're close by and used to see them a lot before. So you need to compensate. And some ways to compensate is to use technology. So spend a little more time on FaceTime or Zoom. And really, now that they're starting school, start asking some pointed questions about their life and their day and how's it going, because you might be able to mentor them and help them as well. You know, some grandparents got stuck in the households themselves, so they're helping right in person. And probably that's a good thing and a bad thing.
But that's great advice. Take advantage of the technology, learn how to use it, don't be intimidated by it, and ask the grandkids questions about their experience with school, whether it's online or in person. What about for grandparents who don't live near their grandchildren? What are some ways they can engage?
Yeah, and that certainly affects me. So I know I've told you we have six grandkids and with three kids and Philadelphia and San Diego. So a lot of ours is technology driven, and thankfully, and it's also about relationships with your kids. Now I have a great relationship with my daughter, but it's actually gotten better over this time because she's checked in a lot more. So we've had a lot more time on Facebook and FaceTime with the kids, which has been great because they've opened up to us. And, you know, it's hysterical. The two granddaughters who are 4 and 6, we've had calls that are up to an hour long. And you'd be amazed how you can play hide and go seek with an iPhone. so we've done that with them. We've also, and then I turned the tables on them and said, now it's time for exercise. So you can get creative, even using technology, and the kids will lead you on that one for sure.
Oh, Anthony, I love that. What a great idea. All right. Any last pieces of advice that you would like to give to grandparents when it comes to the importance of nurturing this relationship with their children and grandchildren?
Well, I think there's a new normal. I hate that word, but everybody's using it. And I think we just have to be patient. This is not going away. The winter is coming. We may miss some milestones. God knows we might miss the holiday. So, you know, I think you got to make the best of what you can do, but you also need to take care of yourself in the meantime and occupy yourself. You know, I've started playing a lot more guitar than I ever had. I've taken some language lessons. And so, you know, you can compensate that way while still, you know, being a good grandparent the best you can. I mean, everybody understands the situation.
Yeah. Anthony Cirillo, wonderful advice. Thank you so much. For more from Anthony, check out his website, theagingexperience.com.